Welcome to Metaphysical Soul Speak. I'm your host, Elena Fox Starks. Hey guys, I wanted to talk to you about a couple things from yesterday before we get started on tonight's show. I forgot to mention a weird and important symptom of the current ascension wave of energy that just hit us in the past 3-4 days. And that is the symptom of feeling like you're lifting up and out of your body, or that your body is lifting up off the ground or off your bed if you're in bed laying down. Sometimes this happens, and I think, and I cannot be certain of it, my preliminary idea about this weird feeling that you're like hovering above your bed or levitating or floating above, I think that it's possible that your Merkaba or spirit light body is actually starting to rev up. And that might be what makes us levitate. Also, the magnetic anomalies are very strange. And if we connect with the sun, that's a whole nother thing. But I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. But I do know it's been happening to me a lot. And it's something that people have, like, I feel this weird feeling of lifting up out of my body. Like you're going to leave your body, like you're going to astral project while you're wide awake. Or sometimes it's just the feeling that your body is a lot less dense and it's lighter and it's moving upward. So that's a really, really freaky symptom. I totally forgot to mention memory being a symptom of ascension, memory issues. So I did want to report, I mean, because yesterday I was saying that I was feeling very disconnected from my twin flame, and I was feeling like lost, and I started to doubt the whole thing. And that was a part of the ascension symptoms from the last couple days. And I have even gotten more evidence of that by scouring YouTube comments. Hundreds of people are saying the same thing about having the doubt, the fear, the anxiety, the dread. But I feel this morning when I woke up, I felt extremely happy, powerful. I felt as if my twin flame was laying at my side, holding my hand. I felt 100% connected to him. In fact, stronger connection to him than I've ever felt before. I had this morning. So there is, what a difference a day makes. You know, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train. I don't know. I feel actually really, really good. Oh yeah. And that's another thing. A new listener, Miranda. Hey, Miranda. Miranda and I had a conversation today about twin flames. And a weird coincidence, while we were having this conversation about twin flames, because she herself is a twin and hasn't quite gotten together with her twin either, but knows who he is. So anyway, she was talking to me. We're writing to each other back and forth, texting, when all of a sudden, one of my episodes randomly started playing, and it was, I think the relationships episode that I just did a few days ago. And I started off by talking about Pope Francis, tweeting about Francis, and hearing Lily Tomlin say the name Francis. I think that's her original name is Francis, actually. And then my middle name is Francis. And then I've heard San Francisco like multiple times in the past week. So it's been like a weird name coincidence. Well, that started playing while I was talking to her. And she heard that and she said, "You're not going to believe this, but this is really weird. I'm living in a house where two people who were married and madly in love," and I'm thinking now they're twin flames, "their names were Francis and Francis. One with an IS for the man and ES for the woman, and they were a married cisgendered couple." And then she said, "And by the way, I used to sing at a church named St. Francis." Hopefully I'm not giving too much information away there, but the point is, Francis came back to me three more times. And why is my podcast randomly playing on people's phones? I mean, that's pretty cool. Is it a ghost in the machine? Well, you know what to do. I just gave you an episode yesterday about how to gently remove spirits from your midst. So anyway, as we were talking more and more, all of a sudden I realized, oh my God. 1 year ago, I talked to a friend of mine who is psychic, and he's in Los Angeles, and I was in Peru at the time, about a year and a half ago. And I said, "You know, I really want my twin flame to come to me, and I want to know if you see anything. See if you could say anything that I won't know already, you know?" So he did a reading on me, and he said, "Well, I think that your twin is either French or lives in France or does business in France or lives there part-time. It's something to do with France. I don't know if he's really a Frenchman, but it's something to do with France. He likes it there. He goes there." Okay. So I remembered that today while I was talking to my new friend, Miranda. Well, that was weird. Francis. Hello, France. There's some connection. My twin flame has some connection to France. It's just another clue in finding him. But I don't know. Spirit works in weird and mysterious ways. I finally got the message, universe. So I wanted to spring this up so that you guys know to pay attention. You know, pay attention when, you know, if a brown dog runs across your path six times this week and you've never seen an all brown dog in your life, maybe that's a clue. You know, it's a clue to something, and only you can unravel the mystery of what that means. But yeah, it's really, really weird. The universe is so strange. And then, you know, as if to drill in the lesson, I decided to, you know, get off my phone for a while. I went and spent time with my kid. I had coffee, and then he wanted to watch a show without me, a show that I don't watch. It's one he follows. So, okay, we're just going to have a lazy day at home. It's raining like cats and dogs outside. And so I just came back in my room. I'm like, I'm going to play my game. I play Design Home. It's a super fun app. It's addictive as heck. And you just design mansions and flats and penthouses and apartments and villas all over the world. And it's pretty realistic looking. You know, it's like you become a designer, and it's really super fun. Well, I just happened upon two paintings with the Eiffel Tower in them today. I leveled up to a new level, and boom, here's a picture of the Eiffel Tower in France. And then I realized when I was with my near twin, I had a dream one night that we flew to Paris and that he got down on one knee underneath the Eiffel Tower during a very rainy day, and he proposed marriage to me. And I woke up from that dream going, whoa, I don't think he's going to, and he never did, but it was one of those, oh my God. And now I think that, in at least in the dream, my near twin was the placeholder of my real twin somehow. I'm not saying my real twin's going to propose in France or whatever, but it was just a really weird, I mean, I had a series of connections made in my ongoing twin flame saga. It was just a really strange, I don't know, it just, the way the universe works is so strange and convoluted and mysterious. And back then, both of my children had the same exact dream, by the way, that we were in France near the Eiffel Tower. It was a rainy day. We're all wearing hoodies and jeans. It was like super unromantic, except for the fact that we're, of course, in Paris, which is very, very romantic, and it's on my bucket list. But, I mean, how weird, right? So, I don't know, both my kids, and they had the, like from there, you know, like one of my kids was like, yeah, I was hiding in the bushes and I saw him propose marriage and pull out a ring. It was so weird. And then my other kid, like the next day, came to me and said, yeah, I had a dream that Virgil was running around, you know, hiding in the bushes. And then, you know, your twin, you know, at the time was my near twin, not going to say his name, but he was going to propose marriage to you. And so I decided to ignore you and go off and sit on a bench. So, I mean, so it was like, I know the universe is trying to tell me something to do with France. That's what it is. Oh my God. It only took 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, something like that. My God. But yeah, France, my guy has something to do with France. Oh my God. I hope this is like one of those puzzles for like toddlers that have 12 pieces in them. Because if this is a 500 piece puzzle or worse, and a 1,000 piece puzzle of, you know, to put this part of my life together, I'm gonna frickin' die. Oh my God. Anyway, I want you guys to look for clues and hints and just different things all around you. If you ask the universe and you ask God or whoever you pray to, ask them, please send me signs and clues. And it's so interesting the way that it just shows up. It's like, what? And that's how it showed up for me today. The beautiful Miranda, who has a lovely singing voice, by the way, she wrote me and we just, you know, got on immediately, and it was just one thing led to another, and then boom, that clue opened up for me. Very, very, very strange synchronicities. Okay, the other thing is, yesterday I ended up doing that kind of piecemeal. Yesterday was, I feel like I did a good job and it was a good show, but it was kind of more of a piecemeal show. And the reason is because I had initially wanted to do an episode on John of God, the very famous healer in Brazil. And I had all some information from people I know who knew him directly, who met him directly. And I ended up, because of the ascension wave that came through, I was so tired. I couldn't function. I couldn't think. I was mentally foggy. I didn't have the energy or even the desire to do my all the research. I didn't have time. So I meditated and prayed on it, and I was told by higher guidance, go ahead and put it off. So when I was finished with the show last night, I thought, I'm going to get a jump on this. Because even though Thursday's Throwback Thursday, which is today, and tomorrow will be, I think I'm going to do the Rife episode tomorrow. And I know Saturday's story about Grandma Marion, which is my, you know, Reverend Marion Jones Saturdays until I run out of stories about her. And then Sunday, I wasn't quite sure. You know, so I was kind of like, I had one or two places left for the week, okay? So maybe I'll get back to it. Maybe I'll get back to the John of God story. Well, wouldn't you know it, 18 hours before, and this is a good reason why you should listen to your higher guidance and divine providence, I found out that John of God was arrested. He had stacks of cash in his home and piles of emeralds and piles of weaponry. 600 women have come forward and accused him of molestation and rape. Several cases were statutory rape. He is somehow also involved in a sex trafficking ring involving children. That would have blown my whole story to bits, huh? Yesterday, my whole episode. I mean, if only if I put this together like 3 days ago in advance or something, and then I'm getting ready to play it, I never would have even looked at the news. It was like 18 hours, or like, well, when I checked it last night, it had been 18 hours, I think, since he had been arrested, not just accused, but arrested. So, again, what a difference a day makes. Again, thank you, universe, for guiding me correctly. And now we're going to have a very, 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 very different type of discussion on John of God. And I've decided to lump him in with other spiritual leaders and teachers over the years who have disappointed us in the New Age movement. And how do we get over it, or do we just go through it? How do we regain our center? And a few other things. I'm going to cover a few other things because it's important to know that while we are in a spiritual community, we don't need to look at leaders in the spiritual community as the be-all, end-all resource of all knowledge and make them our pope. You know, we don't need that. It's nice to have the people that know a little bit more information because we are one giant. Okay, using the same metaphor again, but we are one giant puzzle. Each of us is a piece of the great divine. And when we are able to coordinate correctly, we're going to look probably pretty beautiful, all jumbled up together. It's not as beautiful right now, but once it's the masterpiece, we'll get to see the whole masterpiece. So each individual piece is important for the whole picture to take place. So don't look at the corner pieces to be the cornerstone of your life. That's pretty much the takeaway message. You know, first I was going off on Doreen Virtue and her A to Z list of all the crap she's been teaching for 30 years and why not to do that now. And then, oh, wow, John of God, you know, my little backup in case I get a horrible disease plan just went out the window. I don't want that man to touch me with a 30-foot pole now. I don't know if you guys could hear that motorcycle just taking off super fast right when I said that. Oh, God, that's hilarious. All right. Oh, see, I'm still making work for myself, even though it's Throwback Thursday. I hope you enjoy the interview with my kid. I'm probably going to add music to the background of it just to make it a little more enjoyable for your listening ears. And that's it. I'm done for the night. You know, I'm just going to add some music and then publish. Ooh, it's 9 o'clock my time. So 6 o'clock California time. I am 6 hours early. Gain this in the can. All right, well, Throwback Thursdays. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. I hope you guys enjoy it. I don't know. I think I have a little bit more confidence as a person, as a healer, as, you know, person in the spiritual community. I think I have more confidence in that now. I mean, I've always had confidence in it, at least when I started the show I did, but I don't know. If I could find that first interview, I don't know where it is on my computer. I'm still looking, but with Dr. Or Reverend Laron Jones, I'm actually going to have him on the show live and have a brand new interview with him. If you want to hear it, if you guys are really wanting to hear my first very, very flubby interview, I literally spent probably 10 hours editing it, taking out all the ums, ands, so's, us. And right now I'm just a little bit more relaxed with myself. I'm more comfortable in my own skin. And I think that might be a better message to give people anyway. Not sending out a perfectly polished show. And I'm still geeky. I'm still kind of a dork. And I'm still a little awkward socially. But Laron is a deep, deep friend. Like, deeply respected. I love him so much. I've known him for many, many, many years. He's not just some dude I interviewed randomly. It's someone I knew. And his story is good. It's on my Metaphysical Soul Speak channel on YouTube. But anyway, this is, well, I introduced him in the beginning. So this is my kid. When he was 10, he's 16 now. So he doesn't, his teeny tiny adorable voice isn't there anymore. So I cherish hearing this interview every now and again, because he's super precocious, but he just came in intelligent. Both of my kids came in intelligent, and I've just treated them. In fact, spiritual parenting, that will be another topic I will eventually cover. I can't make one episode without thinking about three more. So yay, this is going to be a long time show. All right. I love you guys. I wish you well. Please feel free to send in messages to me at anchor.fm/metaphysical. You can go ahead and you could for free download the app and just send me messages. If you want to do a show with me, send me a message. We'll talk about it. There's even a button where we could record together. It's like the coolest thing ever. But I want to try it because I've never tried it. And woohoo, new gadget. I'm a geek, so yay. All right. I love you guys, and I wish you well. And, well, I'm going to sign off now with peace, joy, and the high vibes of the holy fifth dimension. Welcome back. I'm so glad you decided to join us again this week. This is Elena Fox Starks, and I am your host. Today, we have a very special guest. He is really special to me because he is my son. He is 10 years old. He is very bright. He has his own business called Kick Your Assets Kid Coaching that he opened in January of this year. He helps people with business coaching and life coaching and accountability, which is his number one seller, is that accountability coaching. And my son came to this earth with a lot of metaphysical and spiritual ideas. And in his past life, he was Catholic, and he brought those ideas with him. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Catholic Church and some ideas about metaphysical relationships within families and throughout lifetimes. And welcome to the show, Virgil.
Thank you. So basically, let's get the conversation started.
I agree.
What are you going to talk about today?
All right, well, I'm just going to maybe ask you some questions, and you can answer them to the best of your ability. How's that?
That sounds great.
Awesome. I want to start the audience with a little bit of a background regarding our topic. When I was pregnant with you, Virgil,
about 6 months along, I had an out-of-body experience during a musical concert in the forest in Grass Valley, California. I was with your father and your sister, and I sat down and I started to meditate a little bit. Next thing I know, I left my body and I saw you. You were dressed in robes. I think you were a priest, and it was in your most recent past life. And you just said, "This is me. This is who I was before. This is the idea I'm bringing with me now." And you said that you had, do you have any memory of this conversation? Just faint memory?
Yeah. It was in a pretty big church. It wasn't, that's not really the point, but it was very beautiful. And I remember talking to you saying, "This is basically what I'm going to bring, you know, to this life. I'm going to be Catholic starting out."
Okay. And what's funny is I thought it was an amazing experience. I went and wrote it down in my journal, and I kind of forgot about it. 3 months later, I gave birth to you, and you were a very independent baby from the beginning. Your middle name is Liberty, which means independence. And we had a lot of problems with each other in the beginning. And I do remember when I was trying to calm you down that I chanted the Hindu mantra, "Om Mani Padme Om." Do you remember that?
Yes, I wasn't really fond of that.
You weren't. And you wouldn't, it wouldn't make you calm. And what was going through your mind? Do you remember?
Yes, I'm like, "What the heck is this? Who does she think she is?"
You had that little face on you. 6 months old, you were a little bit, I don't want to say judgmental, but you
ignorant?
Were...
Ignorant? Well, not ignorant, but,
You thought I was ignorant?
Yes, and, but I mean, basically, I didn't approve.
Right, yeah, exactly. That was, you gave me a look of disapproval, like, how dare I say this heathen word, this heathen phrase to you? And I remember, it was, you were about 6 or 7 months old, and I got really frustrated because I just could not calm you down at all. And I just, basically, I remembered before you were born what had happened. And I stopped and I said, "Oh, wait a minute, you're Catholic." And I just looked at you and you were crying. And I said, "I know what you need." And I started saying, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." And I said the whole Hail Mary prayer for you. Do you remember that day?
Yes, I do. I was absolutely, until that day, I was never calm. I was always grumpy. And it just calmed me down. It had that soothing, warm feeling, you know? And I remember getting on my knees and going into the prayer position. And it was very, very sentimental for me.
Yeah, it was. It seemed like it was very sentimental for you. I agree. And I remember right after the prayer was done, it was the first time that you ever put your arms up to have me pick you up, and you hugged me harder than you had ever hugged me. And I felt more love coming from you, and you were a much more calm baby after that. And by the time you were two, people would say, Hi, what's your name? And you would say, "I'm Virgil, and I'm Catholic." And people would go, "Oh, I didn't really ask you that." And people thought it was hilarious, but you really, I think you strongly identified with the Catholic Church. Is that right?
Yes, even though I never been in a Catholic Church at that time. Well, I have in a past life. That's what made me like, you know, I'm totally Catholic, you know? I approve of it.
Right, exactly. So, what's funny is I actually wrote an article called "My Hindu Daughter, My Catholic Son" on my blog. And anyone who wants to go, you can go and read it. Called mermaidmoney.com is the name of my blog. www.mermaidmoney.com. many.com. And just look up that article, My Hindu Daughter, My Catholic Son. And it's funny that people come here with ideas, and a lot of parents don't have that awareness of what's happening. They just go, oh no, sweetie, that's not true. You're not this or you're not that, or no, you didn't die in a past life. And I just decided, my husband and I had decided to be conscious parents, and we wanted to raise you and your sister to nurture the love of God in whatever way or expression that takes place inside of you. And I'm just glad. I mean, you are a very strong, devout Catholic. I mean, do you remember when you were maybe 3 years old, and usually I wore long sleeve shirts, and one day I came downstairs and do you remember that day I wore a tank top and you had never seen my bare arms before? And it was, do you remember what you did?
I threw an orange. I think it was at you. I know I just threw an orange and I was like, what the heck?
You did. You threw an orange. You threw an orange at me and you said, cover yourself up, woman. You were a very conservative Catholic, and it was hard to adjust to this, but I always loved you and I always had a wonderful time with you. And when you were about 2 years old, the Pope John Paul II passed away, and you told me this really funny story. I sat you down and I said, I have some bad news. I know that you're a Catholic and I want to show you a picture of somebody. He was the Pope and he passed away. And you said, what did you say? Do you remember?
Yes, I said, oh yeah, I know him. He's my friend. In fact, there was one day where he was at church and he was in front of a crowd of people, and I walked in and I saw him. And I haven't seen him, not for a long while, but a little while. So I went up to him and I meant to pat him on the back, but I accidentally, like, hit him on the back. And everyone gasped. I'm like, what? And someone said, you hit the Pope! And I'm like, oh no, that's not at all what I meant to do. And we both started laughing. Well, I didn't exactly laugh at that moment. I was actually very, shocked. But, he was laughing, and no one was paying attention to him laughing. He just thought that it was hilarious, and they just thought that it was really horrible. Anyway.
That sounds funny, but it was just kind of a funny moment between two friends, and nobody realized how much you had been friends with him when you were a priest before. And he had lived so long that you had already been in your second life when he passed away. So I always thought that was very interesting. And I would say maybe 2 or 3 years after that, because I knew you're Catholic, I wanted to test you. And I started looking up some amazing websites that would be very good. I think I still wanted to test you. I don't know. I can't even say it was something else. And I looked up Padre Pio and the Padre Pio Foundation. And I learned that he is a true saint. And I ordered a picture of him for you. I got it and I took the picture out and I didn't let you see the envelope because I didn't want you to see the crosses or anything on the envelope. And I showed you this picture and I said, what do you think of this man?
I said, oh my gosh, thank you for getting this. And I gave her the biggest hug probably I'll ever give her. And it was amazing. I was like, oh my gosh, I know him. I miss him so much. Thank you so much for giving me this. I just hugged and held the picture. It was amazing. It was an amazing feeling.
Yeah, I remember you had that picture of Padre Pio. In fact, I think you still have it somewhere. And it was a special moment. And you told me, Mom, he's real. He's a real saint. And I just felt it. And there was another day, another instant, I did the same thing to you. I had ordered a miraculous medal for you, and when it came in the mail, it was not metal, but silver-colored plastic. What did you say?
Well, at the moment, I didn't really say anything. I just threw it across the room, and I'm like, how dare they disgrace Mother Mary? They would put her on a plastic thing. How dare they? I can't believe this.
Yeah, you were pretty angry at it. Like how, you know, this is Mother Mary. This is something holy and sacred.
How could they do this?
Right, out of plastic. It was just junk. You literally said, this is junk, and I want no part of it. You remember that?
Yeah, that was... It just made me so mad. I don't know why. I'm very close to Mother Mary. I mean, I don't actually, you know her, but...
Just the love.
Yes, exactly.
The love is there, and the respect is there.
Respect.
I mean, she gave birth to Jesus, and she's a very special woman. And so there was that. And so we've had all these incidences over the years. And today we were in Starbucks, and we had this metaphysical afternoon, actually. It was a very special day. And what happened was we went and sat down, and this man, this beautiful man, he looked somewhat angelic. He had blonde hair and blue eyes, and he was wearing, we're in South Lake Tahoe right now, we're on vacation, and he had his ski pants on. I was getting ready to eat a piece of cake, and right when I was getting ready to put that piece of cake in my mouth, he looked at me and he started laughing and he made a face at me. I don't know this guy. I've never seen him before. And I started laughing and he started laughing and he ordered something, and I turned to tell Virgil what had just happened, and when I looked back, the man was gone. Absolutely gone. And so you and I continued our conversation, and you decided, we were sitting in these leather chairs, they were very comfortable, and all of a sudden you said, wait a minute, and you got up and you moved the cushion, and what did you find under the cushion?
I found a solid metal Mother Mary amulet. It was amazing, it's beautiful.
It was the miraculous metal, wasn't it?
Exactly. It was perfect, not a thing was messed up.
It even had the name Italy on it. It was actually from Italy.
In Italian.
And that is where you were in your past life, is it not?
Mm-hmm. It was.
It was where you were a priest. So it was funny. It's just, this is how the universe works and how metaphysical things happen in our daily lives. And it was a little tiny miracle. And then the second miracle we had today was you kept asking me for a hot chocolate, and I'm like, all right, give me a few minutes. You know, when I'm done with my pumpkin cake, I'm going to, you know, give you hot chocolate. And
five people ordered a hot chocolate grande. And I said,
in a row.
I said, you know, I'm going to get that. And she was just trying to, like, say no in a sweeter way, because she's like, oh, after the line goes, oh, there's still a few people there. After I finish this,
I was hoping you would forget.
I need to think for a second. And I'm like, and then people keep ordering the hot chocolate grande. And I'm like, Mom, it's a sign. And finally, this guy makes a hot chocolate grande, but he doesn't even know who he's making it for. He literally says, hi, this is, well, not hi, but I mean, he says, hot chocolate grande for whoever ordered it.
And nobody came, and nobody was around, and everyone had a drink in their hand. We looked around. I went up to the counter. I said, how long does it take before we could claim that hot chocolate as our own?
And usually, you know, he would probably say, oh, well, let's just wait a little more. He said, take it. I'm like, oh, cool.
And the only explanation I can have, and this may or may not be true, is I think that man that I saw that was teasing me with the blue eyes and the blonde hair, he looked like a typical angel to me. And I think that we had an angel experience, and the angel ordered my son a hot chocolate, maybe in honor of his first time on the radio tonight. And it was just a wonderful miracle. And I know that we come around each other in many, many lives. And you and I have been together before. Well, we won't go into the gory details, but you were a Catholic priest and a monk before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was.
During?
Well, the priest, I think the Spanish Inquisition?
Inquisition?
Yeah, sorry.
And what was your memory of that?
Let's just say I thought she was a witch, my mom, and there was fire involved.
I did a couple years ago have a memory of being burned alive at the stake and looking up and seeing this man who had a scowl on his face.
Mom, you're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry, son. And it was my son. But the point is, we have a tendency as families to come around each other again and again, don't we? What do you think?
Yes, in fact, we're in a soul group.
I think that's true. And earlier you said another word that I thought was amazing. Was it soul friend? Is that what you had said to me?
Yes. I think that, well, earlier you said you're kind of like a soulmate to me. And I said, you know, we're in a soul group of friends, so why don't you call a soul friend?
I think that's a great idea. And I think we come around and we learn each other. We teach each other lessons. And we learn with each other, we grow with each other. We learn tolerance and patience and understanding throughout many lifetimes. And sometimes we're just playing in the universe and we play these different roles. And you might have burned me at the stake in one life, but what did I do to you in during the French Revolution?
Nothing really that bad. You just chopped my head off with a guillotine.
Yeah, exactly.
But you were just the guy behind the mask, you know? It's your job. You didn't know me. Nothing personal.
Yeah, so we've had some pretty crazy memories, right? But we're still together, and we're we just love each other. I enjoy having you as my son, and I'm really grateful for you, Virgil. Thank you so much for being on my show and for being my special boy. And it's been wonderful having a Catholic priest in the family, even though you've decided to no longer be Catholic. It's nice to just have this spiritual background and knowing that you come from a different faith. And it gives me hope because we all have our ideas of God. And I think, as I said in my first show, I think there's more than 1,000 paths to divine, and I think that they're all correct, and we just have to pick the one that fits right in our hearts. So thank you so much, Virgil. I wanted briefly to talk about the new Pope. What do you think about him?
The new Pope, well, first let's talk about Pope Benedict.
What did you think about him?
Well, I didn't think he was bad. I just thought that he was kind of flaky. He wasn't going to go all the way through with something that included being the Pope. And when he quit, I'm like, you know what? In a way, I knew.
There was like an aura or an energy about him.
Yeah.
That there was something, I can't say it was dark. Maybe I can. It felt dark. Or there was something about him I didn't like. And I just prayed for him. I hoped he would be good for the people.
Let's just say that most of the popes, they're happy, and they're very happy about everything. They're happy they're the Pope. And this Pope, like, he didn't really seem, like, sad, but he didn't seem happy. It just seems kind of in the middle, like normal. You know, when someone takes his picture, he just seems like a normal guy or whatever. But, like, say Pope Francis, when they took his picture, I knew he was happy he was the Pope. He was excited. And
he's just a good guy.
Yeah, you know?
He seems like he has a lot of integrity. And even though he's a lot more conservative than Pope John Paul II was, I just feel in my heart that, you know, he's leading 1/6 of the population of the planet. There's 1.2 billion Catholics, and he's in charge of leading these people. And he took the name Francis, and he's a very humble man. He rides the bus. He seems to me a good man. And we did pray for him, right?
Yes, we did.
I want him to be good. I ask God bless him and all the Catholics out there that he can lead them in a positive fashion and give them what it is that they need on a spiritual level. So that was That was awesome, Virgil. Thank you for being on my show. I wanted to ask, is there a way that people can get your kid coaching?
Yes, you go to kickyourassets.com. I'm not going to spell it out. I guess you can figure it out.
I'll spell it out. It's KickYourAssets.com. KickYourAssets.com. And you call yourself the what?
Kick Your Assets Kid Coach. I'll kick your assets into gear.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. And I'm so happy you were able to come to our show and listen to Metaphysical Soul Speak. I'll be right back.
Metaphysical Soul Speak is run on sponsors and listener support. This means listeners like you. If you are so inclined to support my efforts and my little podcast, please visit me at anchor.fm/metaphysical and pledge an amount of your choosing today. Thank you.